Steve Cunningham. What can you tell us about funding?
He gets his chance today, I suppose. I'd expect Clayne would help him, and I'd expect Barry One to help him, so I'm happy with him going into the race.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going home the better funding, and he's got off the deck, Lewis German, literally, and won with funding.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, we do. We've got a big day today and ahead of a big weekend of racing. Don't you worry about that. We're at Pakenham tonight for Friday night racing, Whitey, but we're at the Bull today, and that's where we're focusing our attention for our track situation today.
There we are, and the track manager, Daniel Lumpson, joins us. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Going very well. 29 degrees in Melbourne today. Light breeze. Not a cloud in the sky when we look out our window. What's it like down at Warrnambool?
It's a little bit cool this morning, but we're looking for a top of 27 today, which will be fantastic today for racing.
Absolutely. And what have you got from a track point of view?
We've come up with a soft 6 this morning. We had a little bit of rain Wednesday night into Thursday. We had 4 mil last night as well, so we've had 20 for the week as well, which has been great this time of year.
Does that how much benefit does that give the track to get that natural rain on the surface?
Oh, you can't beat it. You can't beat the rain that comes from the sky. It's better than any sort of irrigation you can put out.
Terrific. And what about a penetrometer reading and then rail position?
6.05 for penetrometer, and the rail's at 5 metres today.
Okay, beautiful. So you'll be on fresh ground.
Very fresh ground. We haven't raced here for since August, so.
Gee, it's been that long. It doesn't seem like that long ago.
It has been that long.
That's amazing. All right, well, thanks, Daniel. Appreciate that, and have a good day.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Nice work, Daniel Lumpson from the Bull.
What would natural rain be versus unnatural rain?
I was just thinking that as he said it.
Yeah.
Well, one man who might know, because he knows most things, is Danny O'Brien. He's got a big flight heading to the Bull today. He joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Harv.
You worked out why artificial rain is different to real rain?
As far as water, I think you can't beat the even spread of water from the sky.
Right, okay.
It's never quite the same when you put sprinklers on. It gets blown around. I'm sure any curator will tell you that they'd rather 10 mil from this above than 10 mil from the sprinkler.
Makes perfect sense when you put it like that. This is why we go to you for this stuff, Dan. You make a hell of a lot of sense. You got 5 today at the Bull, 3 in the first 3, and then 2 a little bit through the middle of the card. Tell us about Maguire, first or second run today, race 1, number 9. Missed out first time out. Can you tell us about this?
Look, he was pretty raw first time at the races at Kyneton, just followed them around. I think he'll strip better for the experience today and better up in distance. So we'll try and put him a little bit closer to the speed today and get him involved, and I'm sure he'll improve significantly on what he showed at Kyneton.
All right, that's race 1, number 9. Race 2, number 12, Vow and Declare. Speaking of up in distance, up from the 2,000 to the 2,381, the time-honoured 2,381 metres at the Bull. What chances today?
Look, I think he's got a terrific hope. He was really good at Kyneton. His first time at 2,000, he hit the line really, really well. The 2,400 should be no issues for him at all. He's a stayer that we think, young horse that we think will turn into a pretty fair stayer. So we hope he can go there today and win his maiden.
Rightio, that's good information. In race 2, number 12, Vow and Declare. Race 3, number 5, Be Instant is first up today. James Winks is in the saddle for all these rides today, by the way, for Danny O'Brien fans. Be Instant today, first up?
No, definitely got a good hope too. She's a filly that ran some nice races at her first prep as a 3-year-old. She's come back in good order, trialled well at Cranbourne, and I expect her to be right in the hunt there today.
Well, that's certainly very positive already, Dan, at the moment. Race 5, number 2, Queen Leonora is there, and I reckon she's fairly firmly in the market too.
Yes, no, similar thing. Went to Cranbourne and trialled, so she's forward enough. We'll end up probably getting out to a mile and further, but it looks a nice race for her to be very competitive in first up.
And then we've got Sakoot to finish. Race 6, number 4, has had a pretty even campaign, a couple of seconds and a fourth last time out. Can we improve on that today?
I think so. It's probably not as strong a race as Kyneton, and he wasn't far away there the other day and might enjoy a little bit of give in the ground. So, you certainly expect him to be running in the top 3.
So do you need to have 2 best today, Dan? Because I reckon Vow and Declare's going to win, just the way you're talking. Is there another one that perhaps we might look at as well?
Look, I think Vow and Declare, as you said, is our best. Probably the 2 fillies that are first up, maybe Queen Leonora.
Rightio, race 5, number 2. So that's a big day ahead for the stable. Hope it goes well for you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate.
Danny O'Brien with us there. 5 today at the Bull. Race 2, number 12. A Vow and Declare. It's basically a declaration that's going to win. It's $1.80, by the way, at the tab at the moment. And his other one that we suggested, race 5, number 2, Queen Leonora. If I just check my local guides, It was about $4, I think. $4, yes, for Queen Leonora. We might have a dollar on each.
It's the hydrogen and other elements in the rain that help the grass. That's from Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
I shouldn't have said natural rain. I should have said natural irrigation or natural
water. We knew what you meant. It doesn't matter. We knew what you meant. Don't beat yourself up over that.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unforced error.
7 o'clock news time, Johnny Bowden, with the latest very, very shortly. After that, we stick with the racing and we focus our attention on Caulfield tomorrow for the big feature, the Caulfield Cup. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn from the Tab to join us.